Hello, this is Jackie, and it is Tuesday, May 10th, and I am interviewing Roberta Jacobs. Welcome, Roberta. Thank you for being here and interviewing. Let's start with a little bit about your background. Where were you born, and where did you first go to school?
I was born in New York, and my family moved to Wickenburg when I was just over a year old, and so I first went to school in Wickenburg.
Wow. What brought your family to Wickenburg?
My grandparents came here in the 40s and started a nursery, and it turned into a flower shop and nursery. And my parents lived in the East because that's where they were from. My father was from Buffalo and my mom was from Ohio, and they lived in New York, and my father worked for the steel plant. Well, the chemicals and all in the steel plant were affecting my father's health. So, and my grandfather in Wickenburg in the meantime had had a heart attack, so my parents moved to Wickenburg. I mean, they were pretty brave because they moved to Wickenburg, and they weren't florists or nurserymen or anything else, and they moved to Wickenburg and took over a flower shop and nursery. And they just took a ton of classes and stuff to find out, like business and extension classes, agriculture extension classes, to learn about stuff. And they did that for the next 30 years.
That's amazing. It was, that's great. So your grandparents came here in the 40s on their own, or had they just retired?
Well, they had lived in Phoenix. They had come from Ohio to Phoenix. My grandfather worked for the railroad. How they ended up in Arizona.
Okay.
And then they lived in Phoenix, and he'd worked for the clerk of the court and had different jobs in Phoenix. And I think they just, you know, well, they always had gardens and stuff, so they at least knew about plants and things.
Yeah.
And so I don't know exactly why they ended up in Wickenburg, but it's where where the work is being done, where the realtors are changing that building.
Yes.
It started out as the Hilltop Nursery, and eventually it became Seekman's Flower Shop and Nursery.
Oh, wow.
The Seekman's, that was my mom's maiden name.
In that flower shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I really did.
and your grandpa was in the railroad business in Ohio?
Oh, yeah, they started out in Ohio, and then I don't know if the railroad moved him or if he had come through here, but I know when, well, my mom and my aunt went to grade school and high school in Phoenix, so they had moved to Arizona by then, and then he quit working for the railroad, and I think he just got tired of being gone all the time.
Okay.
And then he went to work for the city government or the state government in Phoenix.
Okay. And what are your parents' names?
Bob and Phyllis Daly.
And what is your grandparents' names?
They were Eve and Earl Seekman.
Okay. So your flower shop was called?
It was Seekman's Flower Shop and Nursery.
Okay.
And I mean, the whole time we lived here, my parents had it from 1955 until 1985 about, and there were a lot of people in town who thought they were the Seekmans.
Oh, that's
30 years later, they didn't have their name.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And do you have siblings, or are you?
I have one sister.
Okay, and where is she currently?
In Albuquerque.
And she grew up here as well.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And what part of town did you live in when you first moved here, and did you move, you know?
No, we lived behind that building there at 879 West Wickenburg Way.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the name changed. That used to be called Center Street, and then it was called the California Highway,
okay.
And then it was called something else, and then it's now West Wickenburg Way.
Okay. And you...
It's
you,
by where Melissa and David live, just
okay,
past
so you,
them.
And you lived in a house?
It was the same building, and okay. We just, you know, like how shopkeepers live. Yeah,
yeah,
we lived behind the flower shop until I was 9, and then we moved where Melissa and David live now.
Okay.
We lived there until, forever.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then, do you recall, like, growing up in the neighborhood, did you have a lot of kids in the neighborhood? And did you?
Well, not there, but... I mean, we had friends a little farther down, like behind the fire station. I had friends down there. We had friends who lived up in the hills behind there, like up Mariposa to the south.
Yeah.
And we just walked everywhere. So people seemed like they were close.
Okay.
But I can't ride a bicycle. even really? Now, because where when I was little, there weren't sidewalks there. Yeah. Just it was just the highway.
Uh-huh.
And so you just drove on the highway, and then you just pulled off when you wanted to go to a business or something along there. So I never learned to ride a bike because it wasn't safe.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'd had a bike, I would they would have had to driven me someplace
and
to
still,
ride
still
the bike.
Some people in Wickenburg are still kind of like that. I mean, I know over by El Ranchero, that you know, that's kind of you just pull.
Oh, except now there's a curb and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, then the highway just the pavement just ended and it was dirt.
Yeah. That doesn't seem.
Yeah.
What about your school? So you grew up going here to the Hacienda Elementary School.
Well, no, that wasn't here.
That
then.
Wasn't here.
No,
okay,
it was
so...
where I didn't go to the Little Red Schoolhouse, but do you know where the Little Red Schoolhouse
yes.
is? Where McKeever's and Bash's is?
Yes.
There was an elementary school there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right there alongside of the Wash.
Oh, okay.
I mean, basically where the grocery store, where that whole shopping center is, was a school that was fourth grade to eighth grade.
Okay.
But where the Christian Academy is was kindergarten to third grade.
Okay.
So we started there, and we went to third grade, and then we went downtown to where the Little Red Schoolhouse was there on the grounds, but we never, I think it was just storage then. You never went in it or anything.
And what was the name of the school? What were the names of the
it
schools?
It was McLennan Elementary was what the...
Where the Christian
Academy is, the little kids, was McLennan. And it's H.K. McLennan who helped start the museum.
Oh, really?
He was the school superintendent, and then that school was named for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then it was just Wickenburg Elementary School, the fourth through eighth grade. And then the high school where Hacienda is now was the high school.
Okay.
That high school out there by the Webb Center, that's relatively new.
Oh, okay. So, and did you go to this high school
as well?
So you went to...
I went for 12 years of school here, yeah.
Wow, that's neat. So that school, where Hacienda Elementary School is now, was the high school. And that big gym, dome, was that their gym then?
Yeah. There was an old gym. Okay. I think maybe the building for the old gym is gone.
Okay.
It was a big rectangular gray cement building. And then, I don't know, I wasn't very old when they built that round gym.
Okay.
And that was very modern and cool.
So
and there are other gyms. You see other gyms like in other rural areas. Payson used to have one. I mean, the same gym.
Yeah.
It was like, that was like the cool
the
gym
little,
to have.
Yeah,
yeah, with
little
the little
dome.
Yeah.
That's really, I mean, it is kind of unique in itself. Are any of your classmates, did they come back to Wickenburg?
A few, yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Well, Julie Brooks from the Chamber.
Oh, she's your classmate.
I've known her since before we started school.
Wow.
And Molly Atwood, who's the speech therapist at the school.
Okay.
Also grew up here.
Wow. That's kind of neat to be able to. That's one thing I've seen around Wickenburg a lot is a lot of times people will be here and then they go through school and then they leave for college, but they come back.
Yeah.
So I've noticed quite a few people, families, even my age in my 30s that have I talk to them, and they say, oh, yeah, I grew up here, and then we're back.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think, you know, if you grew up here, I know part of it. I know people who've moved back here because it's dark at night.
Oh.
They got tired of being in the city, and it's never dark.
Yeah. Well, at school, did you have the basic reading, writing, rhythmic curriculum?
It was just school, yeah.
I'm not that old. Did you learn about the Arizona history in your schools, is that taught?
It was. Yeah. I don't know if it still is. Yeah. They keep changing things. You know what's important and what's not. But yeah, no, we had it because there were some teachers who had been here forever that had also grown up in Arizona, and so to them, you know, it mattered that we would know that stuff.
Well, teachers like Dee Bybee and Jackie Oliver, who also grew up here, you know,
Jackie Oliver is just a little bit older than me.
Yeah, like they grew up here, and so they had that, and you know, they understood what it was like to live here, and I think understood being a kid also.
Because
it has to be exciting a little bit to be, I mean, I grew up in a small town, but not as small as Wickenburg. So it has to be exciting to be a kid in a very small town and having the freedom to be able to, you know,
go wherever you want to,
but also probably get a little bit boring. What did you guys do for fun as kids in Wickenburg when it was smaller, I'm assuming, than it is now, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it used to be between 3,000 and 3,500 people in the permanent residents, year-round residents, But in the winter, it would, you know, it would go to like 10,000 people with, and, yeah. and when that wasn't with ropers or anything, that was just people with winter, you know, winter visitor kind of snowbirds, yeah. people with homes or who, you know, came with, but there also wasn't, there weren't as many people with big trailers and yeah. stuff who came, but there were people who had like at Desert Cypress, you know, the who owned a mobile home and just didn't, just only lived in it in the winter time.
Okay.
But then the, that's Lost Cab. Those homes were already being built
okay.
For people to come and spend a few weeks in the yeah. winter.
yeah, and the dude ranches.
Yeah,
I mean, there's probably a little bit more.
There were more.
Time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because a lot of the like the treatment places now, those were active working dude ranches when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Dude ranch capital of the world.
Yeah. So what did you do for fun then? And I mean, as
well, we did have friends, and so, you know, we'd go to somebody else's house to play or whatever, and it didn't have to be a play date.
Yeah.
Like now, you know, it's all organized and the moms go yeah. and stuff. We just went.
Yeah.
you know, you might take the bus home with somebody else, get off the bus at somebody else's
yeah.
stop. And the bus driver knew if you were really allowed to do that or not. It was, you know,
yeah.
there you didn't, it wasn't probably as formal, but also, you know, kids didn't just do that if they hadn't asked.
Yeah.
Or I mean, we would walk if it was somebody's house in town that where you were going, you just walk home after school,
mm-hmm.
and go by their house instead of yours. Yeah. In the summer, the public pool was already there. I don't know when they built that pool, but it was huge then. It's a much smaller pool now.
Oh, so they've yeah. changed it since then.
They've changed it. There was a little kid's pool that wasn't very deep. It was pretty good sized, and then there was a huge pool that started out at probably, I don't know, 3 feet deep, and uh-huh. then and got way deep because we used to have a high dive.
Oh, okay.
And then at some point, I think it was in the 80s, somebody decided that wasn't safe.
Oh.
Nobody'd ever been hurt or maimed or killed or anything, but it wasn't safe
yeah.
anymore, so it had to go. And they, you know, I would guess, you know, a pool that old probably had to be redone anyway, but now there's a slide and stuff.
Is it the same? Is it in
the
same
place?
Location?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've heard rumors that there used to be another pool over by Desert Cypress.
Oh, I don't know about yeah. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's yeah. just rumors.
Yeah. I know. We always just went to that, and in the summer it was closed one day a week, and we didn't always go on Sunday, you know, because my parents didn't work on Sundays. But every other day in the summer we went to the pool.
Okay.
I mean, if we had to, we walked. If somebody's mom was nice enough to pick us up, that was good too.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of the same with when I grew up. You know, it's just a really small town, so we would just walk wherever, ride or bike. Or
yeah.
Someone would pick us up if we needed to.
Yeah.
But it would only take us 15 minutes to get from one side of this town to the other.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So your mom didn't feel
yeah.
too bad if she couldn't pick you
yeah.
up.
So speaking of Sundays, did your family go to church here in Wickenburg?
My mom belonged to the Presbyterian Church, and that's where we went.
Okay, and what was your pastor? Is it a pastor of the Presbyterian Church? Do you remember?
I think when I was little, it was Reverend Poling, and I can't remember I'm terrible with names. I can't remember the people in between.
Yeah.
I could sort of picture them, but I have no idea what their names
still,
were.
It's still a pretty big church here. In
yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's still a lot of, I mean...
Yeah, my sister and I were both married there, and,
oh, okay.
and my mom's funeral was held there.
Okay.
My dad was not Presbyterian, so and his best friend from years ago, I mean, they've both passed on, but his friend was the mortician who started where the Wickenburg Funeral Home is across the street, and so we thought it was only fitting that his funeral would be there at his friend's
yeah.
place.
yeah. So as a family... Because you owned a business in town, were you able to get away? Were you able to go and do activities as a family together and take family vacations, or was that hard because you owned the business?
Well, it was hard because you have to, especially with a flower shop, because it's all perishable. You can't just close the door and go for a couple of weeks. But generally, maybe once a year or every other year, we would go back to New York because my dad's family was there.
Okay.
And so when we could, we would go there. And when I was little, we would drive.
Okay.
And that takes more time, but you have to have, you know, they had people that they trusted to
yeah.
leave with the flower shop and the nursery and stuff. And when I was about, I don't know, maybe in the fourth grade, we flew.
Oh.
Because that was faster.
Yes.
And it was very cool. Yeah, that was the first time I'd ever been on an airplane.
Wow. Wow. And was the airport already here? I mean, has the airport in Wickenburg been
well,
here?
Well, yeah, because they had, you know, like even in World War II, there was a training place and stuff. Oh. But, I mean, it wasn't necessarily there. It was out, like, the Prescott mm-hmm. Highway. But, if we flew, it was like now, you go to Phoenix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's out of Sky Harbor, right.
The big place to go to.
And we would fly to Chicago, and then in Chicago, you got on a smaller plane with propellers to go to Buffalo.
Oh, wow. Now they're giant planes wherever
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and people get on in their pajamas and stuff.
No, the other question I had is the movie theater and the Saguaro Theater, was that here when
yeah.
you were kids?
Yeah, a few years ago, I remember they celebrated their, I think it was their 60th
okay.
anniversary, so it's been there a long
so
time.
So did you and your family utilize the...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, mostly my sister and me.
Okay.
You know, you go on Saturdays, and I think... When you were, I think if you were under 12, it was like a quarter or something.
Oh, wow.
and then if you were older, it was 65 cents, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, we would go to the movies if it was something age appropriate,
yeah.
I guess.
And it's only always been just one theater
yeah.
in that.
Okay. Yeah.
That's neat. And it's still inexpensive to go to.
Exactly,
not,
yeah. I mean, we still go.
we've been there too, and it's, I mean, it sure beats the $15 that we spent going into, you know, going
exactly.
into surprise and spending there. So that's kind of neat too. Who are some of the most memorable people you have met in Wickenburg just being here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, some of the people associated with the museum, like the Fishers.
Yeah.
They were here. They were, you know, winter visitors, but they owned a home at Lost Cab. They were very nice people. The Mrs. Fisher, I didn't know Mr. Fisher as well,
okay.
but Mrs. Fisher was a friend of my mom's, and she would come by the flower shop. She was hilarious.
Yeah.
She was charming and just as funny as she could be. I mean, you always laughed if
yeah.
she was around. And there were some people that owned homes out there that were people of note, you know, in the real world, but, you know, to us, they were just the people that had winter homes out there.
Yeah.
Jostin School Rings, High School Rings.
Oh, yes.
The Jostins lived here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Jostin, from the time I was little, he was not in good health. That's
okay.
what so I just remember him as sort of being an invalid. And he eventually passed away, but Mrs. Jostin built one of the first homes at Lost Cab that's out towards the golf course. You know, the original homes were in the back on what they call the South Mesa.
Okay.
And she built one of the first homes sort of closer to the road.
Wow.
she was a character.
kind of backtrack a little bit because mm-hmm. I meant to ask you. So you went through school here in high school, and then you decided to go elsewhere for school. When did you...
Oh, I went to ASU.
You went to ASU?
Yeah,
okay.
And my sister went to Northern Arizona
okay,
University.
So when did
yeah.
you leave Wickenburg, and what made you come back to Wickenburg?
Well, I went to ASU, and then I had a job in Phoenix. I worked for the state of Arizona for the Auditor General's office.
Okay.
And then Pat and I got married in 1981, and he worked for the U.S. Agency for International Development overseas. So we were gone for 25 years. And then he was retiring, and we wanted to come back to the States. And you read all the articles about, you know, why you should retire in this place or why you should retire. You know, you should retire in the South because it's cheaper, or you should retire by a university because there's, you know, more culture or whatever. And I, my thing was, I said, I don't want to move someplace that I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
So we came home.
Okay.
And for Pat, he never lived here, but he was okay.
Yeah.
You know, we do have some friends here, and he likes it.
Yeah. And did Pat grow up in Arizona?
His family moved to Phoenix when he was a freshman in high school.
Okay.
They had lived mostly in Texas before that.
Okay.
But his dad was transferred here. He worked for an insurance company, and they transferred him to Phoenix, and then the company kind of changed, and he didn't trust them anymore, basically. So he ended up working the rest of his career for Salt River Project.
Okay.
So they just stayed in Phoenix.
Oh, nice. One of my favorite things about Wickenburg that I find mesmerizing is the wash, the Hassayampa River. I when I first moved here, it was just, it's barren like it is now, but it was a lot browner because it was in August. But it's still green because of all the monsoon. And it's so lush and beautiful and green. Do you have memories of the Hassayampa River, like playing in it, just being in the wash, or it flooding in any way?
I can remember I had friends who had their homes, you know, closer to the river. I mean, when we were in high school, then, you know, we'd get in jeeps and go out there sometimes. Not a lot. I mean, they went more than I did, but anytime, you know, if it ran much, you have to go see it.
Yes.
And it's funny now because if it rains much, that, you know, for Pat, he's the one that now says, you know, we should go see if there's water. And last summer when there was that huge 5-inch rain, I mean, he was down there making videos of the flood. But I can remember on the original bridge, the one that's now the walking bridge.
Okay.
That used to be the only bridge until several years ago.
Was there
no roundabout?
Was there one bridge going out and one was it a two lane bridge?
Yeah, it was a two lane bridge.
Okay.
Actually, it was a four lane bridge.
Okay.
But No, you're right. There was a split in between.
Okay.
I think. God, you think I could remember back 4 or 5 years?
Jim Basner was mentioning to me that there was at one point maybe two bridges, and they took one of them away.
Yes, and left the walking bridge. The walking bridge was the bridge towards Phoenix, and the other one was the one coming back that came just by McDonald's and then around, and then they took that one away and they built the roundabout and all that. So you think I could remember back that many years. But I can remember I think it was in the fall. And there must have been a lot of rain in the northern part of the state. And there was, there's a huge flood coming. So, of course, everybody went to see. And everybody's out on the bridge watching. And the police would go over with their little bullhorn and they'd say, you have to get off the bridge. It's not safe. You have to get off the bridge. And so people would get off the bridge. And as soon as they were gone, everybody would go back on the bridge. And we watched trucks go under and, you know, bits of people's homes. I mean, it was really, you know, how you can't take your eyes away from a train wreck. Yeah. It was like that. And then you could see something big coming on the water, coming down. And it looked like a big hand.
Uh-huh.
And it was coming along. It was a huge tree that had uprooted somewhere farther upstream, and it was coming roots first.
Wow.
And it hit the bridge. It was the water was too deep, and the thing was too big to just go under.
Yeah.
And the bridge shuddered,
oh.
And everybody just ran. We were off the bridge so quickly. Wow. That's my memory of the bridge.
Yeah.
And I think I was probably in high school then.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I think if I were littler than that, my parents would not have let me be down there on the bridge. Yeah. I'm sure they had no idea where I was.
Yeah, I've only been able to see the river run through it once, and it was pretty, I mean, it didn't rain a whole lot, so I got pretty lucky, but the story is...
Yeah, well, yeah, so I'll show you Pat's video from last summer.
Yeah, that would be great. The other question I have is the rodeo ranching, dude ranching. How big was that? Now we're the roping capital of the world, but how?
That's new. The roping part is new. The dude ranches, like I said, there were probably 7 or 8. Well, I mean, if you look in the downstairs in the museum, it lists them all. But like where the Meadows is, that was KL Bar.
Okay.
And then, or was it Slash Bar K? There's KL Bar and Slash Bar K were right next to each other. One of them is still there in operation. The other one is the Meadows.
Okay.
Ramuda, that was originally the name of a guest ranch out on Jack Burton Road, farther out from where you guys are.
Okay.
And now it's synonymous with eating disorders.
Yes.
But Ramuda was one of the first guest ranches. The Gants, who eventually started Lost Cab, they originally were in Wickenburg to work at Ramuda.
Oh, okay.
I think he was like the general manager, and they started. And the Flying E was, you know, was still there.
Yeah.
And there were other smaller ranches around, and people would come. Now maybe people come and spend a week, but people would come and spend a month or 6 weeks in the winter at these places.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would come and kind of live there.
Yeah.
So it was a big part of the economy.
Yeah.
And what was the other one? Oh, rodeo. Well,
ranching.
Well, ranching. Yeah,
is that pretty
still? Yeah. In the outlying areas, and a lot of the families are still like Becky's family. Their ranch is still there, and the Moores and Congress. And in Aguila, the, you know, the huge farms, those have been there for a really long time. But, you know, those are more farms than ranches, but still they've been there a long, long time.
Yeah, it's, I think that's the cool part about this town, too, is the generations, like the Robies.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I guess Becky's family. And there's generations of ranching.
Yeah.
Dude ranching. I mean, there's Rusty. Right. You know, Rusty's still
Yeah,
there.
I mean, he and his sister Susie were kids there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, how has, this is a big question, how has Wickenburg changed since you have lived here? And do you think that these changes are for the better? Oh, and if so, why or why not?
There are a lot more homes. Like where we live, that was just desert.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I mean, there when you drove out to Lost Cab, you just drove out there. There were a few houses kind of behind Safeway, mm-hmm. in that area. There were homes, and then there weren't homes all the way out. And then gradually, you know, it sort of filled in, and there were some homes. You know, people lived way out, mm-hmm. and now you know that now it's kind of filled in.
Yeah.
So that I mean that's way different if you when you come back and you see all these houses everywhere,
yeah. Yeah.
and the homes that were kind of isolated are now in a neighborhood, that's different, and I you know I think it's good because it isn't the homes like the homes at Lost Cab, those were for the people that had a ton of money. And then there were, you know, the normal people lived in town.
Yeah.
And now there's, I think there's, you know, more sort of homes that people in between could own.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as things to do and restaurants, and has that changed a whole lot or has that kind of stayed the same?
Yeah, the restaurants are probably about the same because a lot of the restaurants are in buildings that have always been restaurants. There were more gas stations when I was a kid,
okay.
but before I-10, all the highway traffic to California came through Wickenburg,
oh.
and then they built I-10 and they said, "Oh, Wickenburg will die," and so far it hasn't. And that was a long time ago.
And how many stoplights? How many stoplights when you were a kid in Wickenburg?
Oh, there weren't any when I was a
None.
Little kid. No, no, we didn't. Out where we live, there weren't. I mean, where we used to live on West Wickenburg Way, there weren't even streetlights.
Oh wow!
My grandma would come to visit from New York, and she hated that part. We would go for a drive someplace, and it was so dark.
It gets dark.
Like she was from Buffalo. There were lots of streetlights.
Yeah, because now there's the one over by Safeway, mm-hmm. and then there's this one on Tegner,
and there's one in between at Mariposa, and then there's the
oh,
one
that's right.
way out by Jack in the Box.
Yes,
and I think that's the newest one.
Okay,
but the this was the original one, the Tegner.
Okay,
because the two highways met there.
And it has this has the railroad changed at all? Like in the last, you know,
no,
I mean, this
no,
bridge
it's just
has
gone the same
here.
Way. Yeah, okay. yeah, the underpass.
And the underpass has always been
yeah,
there.
Yeah, because when I was little, to walk, you know, those little passages
yes.
where you go down the stairs, that was always scary.
Yes, still scary.
you never knew. Well, it's not as scary as going under
yeah.
the bridge now.
Yeah.
We there was never any reason to go under the bridge mm-hmm. when I was a kid, and you didn't,
mm-hmm.
Because you know we didn't have. Obviously, we didn't have the meth problem that we have now, but there were still, like, hobos and
yes.
stuff. But, yeah, you never knew. I mean, and it isn't like we regularly ran into scary people under there.
Yeah.
It just was scary.
Scary
and I
scary.
Still, when I
yeah.
if I walk under there now, I have second thoughts.
Yeah. What is it about Wickenburg that keeps you here? Why do you stay? What do you like best about it?
I like best about it that it's small. I know that if I drive into town and say I get a flat tire, I can walk home. Somebody will give me a ride if I'm lucky, but I'm not ever going to be that far from home. And it, I think that it's dark. It's dark at night. I like that. I only lived in Phoenix for a few years and I hated that it never got dark. I couldn't get enough curtains like on the window to make it be dark enough. And overseas with security concerns and stuff, they would make sure that there were like security lights on your house, mm-hmm. and you weren't allowed to turn them off. so I like it that it's dark. I can turn, if I turn my porch light off, my house is dark. Mm-hmm. And I like it that it's close to Phoenix. I mean, because granted, you can't just get everything you want and stay in Wickenburg all the time. Yeah. And we have Phoenix. We have a lot of friends in Phoenix still, and Pat has family there. So we're close enough that we can get there easily, but we're far enough away that we don't have to.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Wickenburg memory?
Oh, I don't know. Gosh, that's hard. I don't know. I can't answer that one. I have memories now that, you know, since we've been back, but then, you know, obviously memories with my family when my parents were still alive.
And so so your parents had your flower shop for 30 years?
About 30 years, okay. Yeah.
And then what happened to it?
They sold it to a young woman who was very good at the flower shop part of it, but too young to be very good at the business. She currently has her own successful flower shop in Sun City.
Okay.
But at the time, she just was too young and too inexperienced to run. It was a pretty big business with the flower shop and the nursery.
It's the only flower shop in...
There were others that came and went, and there was a nursery that survived her fall, if you will. But they never were quite as full service. I mean, you could go in and get, like, fertilizers and chemicals and pruners and, you know, all that kind of nursery stuff in there. And nobody else ever had all of that stuff. And then there were plants and then the actual flower shop part of it. So, you know, I mean, it was kind of a big business, and she just, and my father was reluctant to sell to her because he knew what would happen. He'd been at it a long time and he knew her well. And, you know, you don't want to wish something bad happens to somebody. But he tried to talk her out of it, and he was right, sadly. So they ended up getting the business back.
Okay.
But it wasn't a business anymore. By then it was a building, and then they sold it to a man that had an appliance business, and he stayed afloat for a couple of years, and then he couldn't make a go of it. And so they got the business back, or the building, the land, the property mm-hmm. back again. And the third time they sold it, it worked. Bob Lowry had REL Paint.
Okay.
And he had a paint store, and he was in contracting.
Okay.
And he actually had a good enough business that he could keep it alive. And so he actually paid off the property, and
okay.
It was nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
So did you work at the flower shop growing up there?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were always there, because when we were little, we lived behind it.
Yeah.
So we helped, you know, when you're kids, you're probably not much help. You're probably in the way as much as anything. But we delivered a lot of flowers. I mean, even before we were old enough to drive, you would ride and, you know, hold the bouquet. and the whoever was driving would pull up in front of the house, and the kid would get out and bring it to the door.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of that. And then when we were old enough to drive, then we were the ones driving and bringing it to the door. But neither of us was ever, you know, like I can't make a corsage. I understand how one does that, but I don't have those skills.
And your sister either.
No, she's probably better at it than I am. But and we would work, like, you know, I could take an order, I could answer the phone. They were FTD florists,
okay.
And so we knew how to do all of that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you notice here, I can't let the phone ring very long.
Yeah.
And it's because it was instilled into us. You answered the phone because it might be an order.
Yeah.
And when I was little, when we moved to the other house, the phone rang there as well.
Oh, so it's connected.
If the phone rang at night, you answered it, because people on the East Coast get the time difference backwards. And there was a family I won't say his name, his family still lives here, but they lived in the East. And he always got the time wrong. And he would call sometimes like 5 in the morning.
Oh, no.
My mother, he was a good customer and a nice man, just not good at time differences. You'd hear my mother in a sleepy voice on the phone, and you know who it was.
That's really funny. That's
But,
really funny.
But yeah, it was instilled into us. You did not let the phone ring. You answered it, and you had a pencil in your hand. You had to be ready to take an order at any time.
So you didn't just serve Wickenburg. You guys
Some, like, you know, Congress or Yarnell, you know, in a pinch, but not regularly. And they would, I mean, now if you have something delivered in town, they tack on a huge fee.
Yeah.
Then if it was delivered in Wickenburg, there was no fee.
Yeah.
For Yarnell, they might add something on just because it's far. and you know, it takes somebody away from work for an hour to get up there and bring it back. But if, you know, if somebody ordered it, they would do it.
Yeah.
Full service.
Yeah. You don't get that kind of service anymore. You
know, no. Well, unless you pay a lot.
Yeah. So that's neat to have that. Is there anything else you would like to talk about that we haven't really covered? Because we've kind of jumped around a little bit.
Yeah, not that I can think of. I mean, like I said, we lived here all that time. And it was fine. It wasn't, you know, I think when we were real small, when we were first here, it made my dad crazy that he had moved someplace. He and my mom were married here, and that might have been the only time he'd ever been here before we suddenly ended up living here. And, you know, he took on a business he didn't know anything about, and he had a family to support. Mm-hmm. And his job with the steel plant was making him sick, but it was a good living.
Yeah.
and he had moved away from his family and everything else, but he never regretted it. He loved to be able to call his family, like on Christmas, and tell them about the roses that were blooming in the backyard. But, you know, they don't have that in Buffalo.
Yeah, no.
And I mean, he like so many people who resettle to Arizona, he loved it here.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom had grown up here, so to her it was, you know, it wasn't that different.
Phyllis.
Yeah.
What was her maiden name?
Daly. Okay. No, sorry, Seekman.
Okay.
Oh, that's yeah, she was Seekman's flower shop. Yeah, yeah. No, my maiden name is Daly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Roberta, for taking the time to be with me. And we'll probably interview you again some other time.
So that's fine. If you have more questions, I'm sure I've missed something.
Yes, thank you.